What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge, powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Into Tomorrow continues from Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for joining us. We're at IFA Next. Scientists, artists, developers, researchers, and digital pioneers are all here discussing everything from 5G to AI, VR and AR, blockchain, data privacy and security, data-driven smart tech, smart mobility, smart robots, a lot of smart stuff, and lots more. And they are all very heavily involved in the IFA Plus Summit. Just yet another example of some of the cool stuff here at IFA. And by the way, IFA thanks our hardware sponsors, including Bosch, Eura, UMC Sharp, Panasonic, and Monkey Water, among others. And this Into Tomorrow special brought to you in part by Jabra, your engineered-for-purpose headphones and earbuds. Visit jabra.com for more. And by Leandrino, connecting users and brands to digital currencies. Learn more at leandrino.com. And while you're online, of course, check out intotomorrow.com, where you will not only hear all the radio interviews, all of our IFA coverage from Berlin, but see the videos of all the cool products that we're showing. Our next guest presents the world's first smartwatch powered by body heat. Check that out. Vice President for Consumer Sales with PowerWatch is Steve Mutchram. Steve, welcome back into Tomorrow.
How are you, sir? I'm very good, thanks.
It's been a few years since we had you on, and another company even.
Indeed.
But now you're with PowerWatch. Tell me about the company, and then let's get into the product you're showing here.
I am. The company is actually called Matrix, but who have had a previous version of this product, which was on Indiegogo, but it's a much slimmer version in terms of its features. But today, we're now showing a fully featured smartwatch that's powered by body heat and supported by solar, so you never have to charge it again.
So no charging required. I mean, I have a smartphone. Also a smartwatch. I've been wearing one for years, but I got to take it off every night, and
Absolutely.
I got to bring the charger to the hotel and then back home, and oh my gosh, I forgot to unpack the charger, so back into the suitcase, whatever. But it's the only way it functions.
Absolutely.
And trust me, I get very heated. So you would think that I would have enough body heat, but it doesn't work that way, this one anyway. Tell me about the PowerWatch.
So the company has tried to solve, they've set out to solve the wearable problem, which is exactly that. You have to take them off to charge them. And with smartwatches specifically, and when you're perhaps tracking sleep, when you take it off, can you track sleep when you've taken it off?
Not at all. It's funny because then, you know, if you wear it for a little bit and then you say, oh, I forgot to take my watch off and put it on the charger, then it reports the next day that you had a restless night of only 1 hour sleep.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Great.
So we set out to solve the wearable problem. And as I say, this is our second generation of watch. Our first generation of watch had calories, steps, and told the time, of course.
Yeah. It does do that at least. That's encouraging.
Yeah. And this watch we're showing now, which is a production watch, we're just about to start shipping to our Indiegogo backers. We were in Indiegogo campaign back in January. But this is a fully featured smartwatch that has heart rate, GPS, calorie counters, steps, activity tracking, the whole nine yards, but you never have to charge it.
Now that's amazing. And it will be available. It is shipping momentarily, you said?
So it'll be shipping soon. As I say, we're just starting to ship to our Indiegogo backers. We had a very successful campaign back in January, and we're showing the watch for the first time here at IFA.
Okay.
This is the production watch. It is what is shipping.
Yeah, and it does work because not only am I seeing it, but you also are wearing one.
I am indeed.
So I'm assuming that you haven't taken that off a charger at some point before you came to our broadcast, do you?
Not at all. As I say, there is a thermoelectric chip that lives in the back of the watch.
Yeah.
So if you see this glass back.
As we spun it around, the thermoelectric chip.
Yeah, it looks like a chip. It's probably not the right way to describe it, but that's what
it looks like. For all of us, we get it as a chip. Yeah.
Indeed. So, and what that's doing is that's taking temperature difference between the outside air temperature and your body heat, and it's converting it to electricity. It's mad science.
mad science is right. I mean, it's like, well, if it was that easy, how can I power my house that way?
Indeed. Well, unfortunately, you can't, and one day maybe, but what we're doing is obviously generating microamps. The clever part about what we do is we generate enough to be able to power a smartwatch indefinitely.
Sure. Is there things like a backlight capable thing? Yeah, I kept pushing buttons trying to find things. So I hope I didn't mess you up.
The backlight is, I don't know if you can see that, but it's triggered on an activation.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Okay.
It's kind of awkward because I'm trying to show the camera.
Right,
but
exactly.
If I lift it to my face, it just comes on.
Oh, right.
So it's, you know, okay. So it's an external accelerometer activated backlight.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it's a full color LCD screen.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And because even with that, it's not sucking up so much power that it'll just die out on you.
Correct.
It's going to keep going.
Yep.
The whole time you're wearing it, and when you do take it off, if you want to not have it on when you're sleeping and so forth, will it be working
problem.
Again the next morning?
Absolutely, no problem at all. So there's a battery in there that you are charging rather than charging externally, and our job is to make sure the power management is or the power requirement of the watch is down, and obviously the efficiency of the thermoelectric generator is up. But you take the watch off and you can leave it there for days. And
For days. Okay, it's not going to lose time or otherwise.
Not at all.
And it'll work when you slap it back on again.
It starts charging as soon as you put it back on.
And I like the convenience. I mean, it's not just a heart rate monitor that a lot of smart watches are. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll count steps. I mean, the basics. Yep. But you have additional features as well.
So we have activity tracking. So we'll be shipping with indoor and outdoor running and cycling. With the watch that's shipping, we'll be adding other features as we go, which is what clearly we can do over the air. But it's a fully featured smartwatch. Our big deal is you don't have to take it off.
Yeah, no, I like that.
And even if you do, and you leave it on the side, because we have a solar cell, this ring here is a solar charger. Will actually get some charge from the solar charge as well. This inside ring, you see this what looks like a copper ring?
Yeah.
That's a solar cell. So we have a backup on solar as well.
And that could be even just indoor lighting?
Any ambient light. Any ambient light.
So you don't have to stick your wrist out in the sun for a while at the window.
Absolutely. And the reason we put that in there is because when you're using a watch like this, if you're going to be the true adventurer or the athlete, under normal conditions, you never have to charge it. But, of course, if you're going to run a marathon and you're going to run GPS for a long period of time, then, of course, you need additional sources of energy to keep it going and to maximize the opportunity. So we added a solar cell to do that.
And I think you explained my question that I didn't ask, and that is, what does it care if you're inside running or outside running? But outside, you've got the GPS capabilities.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yes.
That makes sense. And when it's available totally for retail, completely out of production, how much is it?
So $499 is what we call our standard watch, which is probably going to be the most popular, quite frankly.
So there are different versions.
There are three. So we have a premium watch, which has a different aesthetic. It has a steel band, and it also comes with a rubber band. But that's $599, and then we have a $699 watch. So basically,
and what does the $699 one do?
So we call that our Lux. We call that our Lux, and it looks beautiful. It comes with a shark fin melanese strap. It has a different aesthetic again, but functionally, they're all the same.
Okay, terrific. More information, no doubt, can be obtained from PowerWatch.com. Good that you got that URL as well, since that's what it's called. So you certainly want to do that. PowerWatch.com. We'll link you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Steve, thanks so much for sharing with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having
me. Cool product, and I'm envious right away. I have a smartwatch. Love it. Love its features. Hate having to charge it every night.
Indeed.
So you've solved that problem.
We solved this problem, indeed. And as I say, I'm very happy to be able to show it to you. It's fantastic. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Intotomorrow.com for more, including the videos. If you're listening on the radio, don't forget to come watch the video so you see all of these cool products that we're talking about. And I always spin them around for you and show you all the buttons and all the connections and everything else. So do check that out again at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more from Berlin, Germany and IFA in just a couple of minutes on the Advanced Media Network.